For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As we bring in head coach Rod Brind'Amour, and I want to start with something that happened at the very beginning of the game, but I want to broaden it a little bit against Columbus. I thought it was important that it was great that he scored the goal right away, but I thought it was as important as anything that Svech didn't take the bait a couple of times when he could have. How do you look at what the overall package was?
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, I think he was solid and came ready to go. And like you said, I mean, certainly we need him on the ice, so not taking penalties is huge. And obviously, we'll be here as we move forward. And, he's an impactful player. We got to make sure we find a way to have him on the score sheet and not in a way that you mentioned.
Right. They put penalties on the score sheet, too, unfortunately. Right. So he's been there a lot. But the truth, I thought there were a couple of occasions where we normally would see Andre just kind of lash back out, and I thought it was good. Playoff hockey's different. You're going to get that after every whistle.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk to him more about that?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to, he takes some of those retaliatory, but he's got to earn the I don't know what the right word, but for with the refs, because he does take a lot of cheap shots.
I agree.
And that's where I think maybe if he stops the secondary thing, that maybe we'll start getting some of those for him, because he rarely goes after someone if he didn't feel like he got something. And
right.
He's most of the time right, but you just can't. You can't do it, and I think that might be what the officials are waiting to see, to not have that reaction, and maybe he'll start getting some calls.
On the low, these are two pretty big points up for grabs tonight. Considering the standings in terms of home ice advantage down the road, does that matter to you?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete Deruta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites, because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, it might. I mean, at the end of the day, that's really not what the motivation is for this game. It's more like we never really talk about standings actually ever. It's because we're trying to win every game, and if you do your best every night, then the standings will take care of themselves. So, but you're right in that. This game now could have a little more meaning if things work out the way you said. So I don't know that that changes anything, because we ask our guys to do their best every night, but it's a talking point anyway.
Also a good chance for Piotr tonight against the Bruins. Not that any team is easy, but this is the only playoff team left during the regular season.
Yeah, again, he's going to get tested. They got some of their dynamic players. They're going to get, you can't control them the whole night. So they're going to be, buzzing around and getting some action at them. And we need to, that position has been really solid for us the second half of the year. Obviously, we're going to need that moving forward as well as tonight.
Were you tempted to put Spencer Martin back in and then bring the moms?
Yeah, no, that worked. I don't think you want to go back to the well there. I think we're happy with the one outcome, and now let's try to do it a different way.
More about the outcome now, but not about the mom. That's fine. Sure. Any other lineup changes tonight?
No, same group.
Teuvo Teravainen was excellent in a lot of ways on Sunday. I thought he made the play that made the power play goal happen. But how do you like him with Kuznetsov and Natchez?
Well, that's going to be a key line, no matter how it works out for us. And I mean, they're all key lines, but that line, just the way they're kind of built, and Turbo, you know, listen, he can kind of fit anywhere.
Right.
Really, with the way he plays. And, you know, for a coach, you like him because you know he's going to be responsible. Kind of helps, really helps those other two guys because they're a little different game at times. And so, you know, you kind of need that settling down player that Turbo provides, but also the high talent, right? I mean, you don't want to, you know, squish those other guys' abilities. So finding that right mix has been a bit of a challenge, but, you know, it's been a couple games here now, and hopefully it'll something that we can stick with.
I was upset that he stole my joke because I had been talking about Teravainen and Kuznetsov can't play together. Nobody will shoot. But Turbo did, in fact, find a time to shoot. And I have one final thing for you. How was pickleball?
Yeah, it was fun. Good game. You know, I probably could have used a little more practice lead up to it, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, that's a good sport for kind of everybody. The athletes and the non-athletes can kind of enjoy it, which is why it's probably taken on some good popularity here.
Are you sore in places you wouldn't otherwise be sore?
Well, that's interesting. A little bit, you know, a little bit. It's a good sport because you don't really have to, you know, if you don't want to run too hard, far,
right.
The ball's either make the play or you don't. But, it was a good time. I enjoyed actually being there. I got to play with Justin and Cam, saw Cam. You know, anytime we get together, it's always good.
Yeah, only Hurricanes Hall of Famers got to play. I think that's pretty cool. Rob Brindamore, thank you so much for the time. Good luck against Boston tonight. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Canes will be in St. Louis on Friday, but Rod Brindamore is in Boston right now. They played in that pickleball pro-am.
They did.
So my intel is that Justin Williams is already half professional at pickleball.
Probably,
like,
yes.
That good.
Mm-hmm.
I once talked to Brett Pesce about Willie as whatever sport they were playing. And Pesci says he's good at everything. It's disgusting.
It's gross.
It was awesome. It was an awesome off-the-cuff remark from Brett Pesci. But I think in some ways Rod was just throwing shade on Justin there by saying, yeah, it's a good sport. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be an athlete to be good at it.
He's allowed to. Their relationship, you can totally tell. They're like, they're bros.
It's incredible. All right.
Professionals, it's time to supercharge your career at William Peace University's School of Professional Studies, the smart solution for working adults who want to earn a college degree. Our School for Professional Studies helps you balance work, family, and personal goals with affordable, flexible degree programs. Online, flexible, affordable. Attend classes when it fits your schedule. WPU offers various start dates, so why wait? Take control of your education. Your future is waiting. Explore our programs at williampeace.info/SPS. William Peace University, where your success takes center stage.